Title: Reverse Symbol Transitions for Jungle Rollers Advanced. Alright, welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live FX lesson, and we're going to dial in one of the fastest ways to make a jungle roller feel like it's leaning forward: reverse symbol transitions. And just to set expectations, we're not doing the reverse a crash and call it a day thing. In jungle, the groove is already busy. Breaks are talking constantly. So your transitions have to be tight, fast, and intentional, or they turn into fog that smears your snare and steals energy from the actual drop. By the end, you'll have a small, repeatable reverse symbol system. A classic half-bar reverse into a snare, a one-bar swell into a drop, and those tiny micro-suck reverses that make edits feel expensive. All with Ableton stock tools. Let's start with the mindset, because it changes everything. Think destination first. Before you touch a sample, decide what the reverse is aiming at. Is it aiming at the drop downbeat? A snare on 2 or 4? A fill hit you want to spotlight? In jungle, the reverse is often there to clarify the next hit, not to be the main event. Step 0. Pick the right cymbal source. Reverse works best when the original cymbal has a clean transient and a bright tail. A crash is the classic. A ride hit can sound more metallic and techy, really nice for darker rollers. An open hat is perfect for micro reverses, because it doesn't turn into a huge wash. One quick warning: if the cymbal is already super washy, the reversed version becomes foggy instantly. Start cleaner and brighter than you think, then we'll shape it. Now step 1. Create the reverse audio, fast and reliable. The quick method is just putting the cymbal on an audio track, opening the clip view, and hitting reverse. For one shots, I usually turn warp off so it doesn't do anything weird to the transient. If you absolutely need it locked to time, you can use Beats Warp, but for clean cymbal reverses, warp off is often the move. If you want exact lengths, do the consolidate method. Trim the cymbal tail to the exact musical length you want, like half a bar or one bar. Consolidate it so it becomes one solid clip, then reverse that consolidated clip. This way, you're not guessing where the reverse starts and ends. You're designing it. Timing tip for drum and bass: tight roller transitions are often a quarter bar to a half bar. Bigger phrase moments can take a full bar. Two bars can work, but in dense jungle it's risky, because you'll step all over the break. Step 2. Lock it to the groove. Placement is everything. The reverse has to end exactly on the impact. Not close enough, not basically there. Exactly on the hit that matters. Here are two placements you'll use constantly. For a half bar reverse into a snare, place it so the reverse ends right on beat 2 or beat 4, landing on that snare accent. For a one bar reverse into a drop, place it so it ends on 1.1.1 of the new section. And here's the teacher note: jungle feels best when the reverse inhales into a meaningful drum accent. If it just ends at the next bar with no reason, it sounds like generic FX pasted on top. Step 3. Shake it so it sits, not smears. On the reverse cymbal track, build a stock device chain. Start with EQ8, then auto filter, then optionally saturator and glue compressor, then utility. Let's do EQ first. High pass it. Almost always, start somewhere around 250 up to 600 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. If your break is dense and your mix is already warm, go higher. If you want a bit more body, go lower, but be careful. The danger zone is low mid buildup, roughly 200 to 800 Hz. Because that's where your break punch lives. If it's harsh, dip a little around 6 to 9 kHz, maybe 2 to 5 dB, medium hue. If it's dull, you can add a gentle high shelf around 12 to 16 kHz. Keep it tasteful. We're doing jungle, not a giant EDM noise riser. Now auto filter. This is where we make the reverse feel like it's moving toward the impact, instead of just being reversed audio. Set auto filter to high pass or band pass. Add a little drive, 2 to 6 dB. Then automate the cutoff so it opens toward the hit. A classic move is starting the high pass cutoff really high, like 2 to 4 kHz, and sweeping it down toward 200 to 500 Hz right at the impact. That makes it bloom as it approaches the hit. Or do band pass moving upward for that telephone tware vibe. Why this works? You're controlling frequency build over time. The reverse becomes intention, not random white noise mush. Step 4. Volume shaping, the actual pull. Even though the clip is reversed, you still want a smooth ramp in energy. Automate the level from low to higher, so it sucks you forward. A good starting ramp, around minus 18 dB at the start, rising to about minus 3 dB at the end. And very important, don't let the reverse peak louder than the forward crash or the downbeat hit. The reverse is the setup. The drop is the headline. Pro workflow tip: use utility and automate utilities gain instead of your track fader. That keeps your fader free for mixing, and you can copy the device and automation to other transitions easily. Now step 5. Connect the reverse to an actual impact. This is the classic move that makes it feel real. Reverse into a forward cymbal. Duplicate the cymbal clip. One reversed leading into the hit, and one forward hit exactly on the accent, the drop downbeat, or the snare you're highlighting. If you get clicks, enable clip fades. Put a tiny fade in at the very beginning of the reverse, and if needed, a very short fade out right before the impact. Keep the forward cymbals transient clean, so no fade in on the forward hit. This is also where we talk about transient hierarchy. Your snare transient and your forward cymbal transient should stay on top. If the reverse starts stealing attention, shorten it slightly or make the ramp faster, so it feels energetic without masking the hit. Step 6. Reverb that doesn't wreck your drums. In Jungle Rollers, reverb can destroy clarity in about 2 seconds, so we use return workflow. Make a return track called Reverse Verb. Drop Ableton Reverb on it. Set decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Add pre-delay, like 15 to 35 milliseconds, so the hit stays clear. Use the built-in low cut around 400 to 800 Hz, and a high cut around 8 to 12 kHz. After the reverb, add EQ 8 and high pass again if needed, even up to 500 or 900 Hz with a steep slope. This keeps your snare and kick from getting smeared by reverb low mids. Optional, a saturator after, soft clip on, just a touch, to thicken the verb without making it louder. Now send your reverse cymbal to this return. Somewhere around minus 15 to minus 6 dB is typical depending on intensity. And here's the pro move. Automate the send. Let the reverb send ramp up into the impact, then drop right after the hit. That's how you get excitement without washing out the first bar after the drop. Now let's build the three transition types you'll actually use. First, the roller half bar reverse. Make it half a bar long. Filter it pretty aggressively, so start the high pass high, like 3 to 5 kHz, and let it open toward the hit. Low reverb, maybe a touch of saturation. Place it so it ends on a snare, B2 or 4, often right before a break switch or a small edit. This is the DJ-friendly one. Subtle, functional, but it makes the phrase snap into place. Second, the one bar swell. Make it one bar. Start the volume ramp lower so it feels like it rises more. Add a little resonance on auto filter, but keep it controlled, like 10 to 20%. Then automate the reverb send upward. This is your big phrase signpost, like every 16 bars, or right before the main drop. Third, the micro reverse suck. Use an open hat or a short crash tail. Reverse it, then trim it to a 16th note or an 8th note. Put it right before a snare fill hit or a break stab. High pass it hard, like 1 to 2 kHz or more, so it's mostly mid-high energy. If you want extra spice, you can use beat repeat very lightly, low mix, just for a tiny glitch texture before the hit. These micro reverses are your commas. They keep the roller talking without yelling. Now let's hit common mistakes so you can avoid the usual pain. Mistake 1. The reverse is too loud compared to the drop impact. If it's louder than your forward crash or it masks the snare transient, you've inverted the energy. Turn it down, shorten it, or speed up the ramp. Mistake 2. Low mid buildup. If your reverse has a bunch of 200 to 800 Hz, your break will feel boxed and your punch will disappear. High pass more, and remember to high pass the reverb return too. Mistake 3. Reverb washing the snare. Return only, high pass, and automate the send. Don't just leave it blasting through the whole transition. Mistake 4. Wrong timing. If it doesn't land on meaningful grid points, it'll sound pasted on. Jungle is rhythmic. Your FX need rhythm too. Mistake 5. Too much resonance. One whistling filter peak can ruin a dark roller instantly. Keep resonance subtle. Now a few pro-level upgrades for darker or heavier drum and bass. Try distorting the reverse only, not the hit. Put saturator on the reverse track. Drive maybe 4 to 10 dB. Soft clip on. Keep the forward crash cleaner. This adds urgency without making the impact crunchy. For width, utility is your friend. You can push width to 120 or even 160% on the reverse, but do a mono sanity check. Put a utility at the end and toggle width to 0%. If the reverse disappears, you went too wide. Pull it back and rely more on mid energy, like 2 to 6 kHz instead of side-only shimmer. You can also sidechain the reverse subtly to your drum bus. Compressor sidechain, ratio around 2 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds, release 60 to 120. Only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. It keeps the reverse breathing with the roller, instead of flattening the groove. And if you want that metallic Tech-Step edge, try Corpus Lightly after EQ. Tube or plate mode, tune low, mix very low, and then EQ out any harshness. It can make a reverb sound like it belongs in a darker, industrial jungle palette without layering more samples. Now let's do a quick 15-minute practice so you actually lock this in. Pick one crash and one ride hit. First, build a half-bar reverse crash that ends on a snare on beat 4 at the end of an 8-bar phrase. Then build a 1-bar reverse ride that ends on the drop at bar 17, like you're entering a new section. Rules: high-pass both reverses, but choose different cutoffs so they don't feel identical. Use the reverb return with automated send ramps. Keep each reverse peak at least 3 dB quieter than the forward hit it leads into. Then bounce a loop and a slash beat, with reverses, without reverses. What you're listening for is not more noise, you're listening for forward motion. The groove should feel like it leans into the next bar. Before we wrap, here are a couple advanced arrangement thoughts that separate one-off FX from a real system. Use a hierarchy across phrases. Micro reverses every 4 or 8 bars as small punctuation. Half bar reverses at the end of 8s or 16s. 1 bar swells only for major events like drops, breakdown exits, or big turnarounds. That structure makes your track feel intentional and record-like. Also, consider negative space. If your break is already doing a lot, don't fight it. Carve a tiny pocket so the reverse reads clearly without getting louder. For the last 8th note before the hit, you can mute a ghost note, pull a hat loop down 2 or 3 dB, or even automate a quick high pass on your break bus. Suddenly the reverse feels louder, but your meters don't move. That's pro mixing. And one more advanced trick, the flam catch. End your reverse 5 to 15 milliseconds before the snare, then put a tiny forward cymbal or hat tick exactly on the snare. It feels like the cymbal is part of the snare articulation, like a perceived flam, without cluttering the transient. All right, recap. Reverse cymbals are controlled anticipation. This audio version is shortened for playback.